Thursday, 22nd of May. Halachas of turning on a hot water tap on Shabbos.
Shalom uvracha, Rabbi Isaiah. So I had a shayla from one of our hashuvim this week, and he asked, is there any way of using the boiler on Shabbos? Is there any way? You know, here we are, we have a whole tank full of hot water, and on Shabbos we all know that we're not supposed to use the hot water tap. Is there any way at all that we would be allowed to use the hot water tap on Shabbos? So it got me thinking. I'd like to share some ideas with you. So Shmir Shabbos Kelchosa says in Perek Aleph, Ois Mem Hei, that we're not allowed to turn on the hot water tap on Shabbos. Why not? Because the tank is a kli rishon. A kli rishon, it actually has water in it that's being heated. Now, if the tank has already been turned off, if the boiler's been turned off, that's called the kli rishon shalei ala esh. It's not on the fire anymore. But if it's still being activated, then it's the kli rishon ala esh. And either way, whichever way you look at it, it's certainly a kli rishon. And the halacha is that if I turn on the hot water tap, I have lovely hot water here. I'm not heating this hot water right now, but what's happening is that the cold water goes into the tank, and the cold water gets heated by the tank, which is in the hot water. It hits Yad Soled Espoy, which Rishtayim Zalman Orbach says, as far as we're concerned over here, it's 45 degrees Celsius, and our cold water is becoming boiled. So he says that that is going to be, of course, a big problem. What happens, though, if you do the following thing? Let's say you set your boiler, that already from Erev Shabbos, there's no water inside this boiler, which is 45 degrees centigrade. So the whole way through Friday, your boiler does not have any water in it, which is, al pi halacha, yad soled espoy. Your boiler itself is less than 45 degrees, and people nowadays have boilers with a little digital display on. You can see exactly the temperature of the water in your boiler. So let's think about it. If I've made sure that there's no water inside the boiler, which is 45 degrees centigrade, am I allowed then to turn on the hot water tap? And then the cold water that goes into the boiler, even if it gets heated, it's not being heated to yad soled espoy. Am I allowed to do such a thing? So let's think about it. This is, at the end of the day, it's still, well, it is a kli rishon because it's still a boiler at the end of the day. Am I allowed to do such a thing? So the Shmir Shabbos Kelchosa says over here, in Perek Aleph, Ois Mem Hei, still, he says, Lo hoyu hamayim sheba miskan chamim b'shir g'day shiyat soled espohem, then actually it would be okay. It would be okay, as long as the water inside it is niyat soled espohem. However, there are a few conditions. V'usha miskan einoy muf'al, b'shah soitzas hamayim imenu. It must be that the boiler isn't actually on when I put the water in, because I'm not allowed to actually put it on a source of fire, even though right now I'm not going to heat it to Yad Soled Espoy, because it's controlled, it shouldn't get to Yad Soled Espoy. It cannot be that the boiler is actually on right now. And it mustn't be that this boiler is going to come on later via a time switch or something like that. So what the Shmir Shabbos Kelchosa is telling us, Mefurash, based on a Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches, if Kotan Samach Dalet, is that as long as there is no water inside this boiler, which is 45 degrees centigrade, and the boiler is not on right now, and the boiler is not going to go on later on Shabbos, then when I turn the hot water tap and cold water goes into my boiler, this cold water is never going to reach Yad Soled Espoy right now. And therefore, says Shmir Shabbos Kelchosa, that I actually would be allowed to turn on the hot water tap and use this hot water on Shabbos as long as the thermostat was set to less than 45 degrees. Now, what can I do with this hot water? Machaya, I've got some hot water now. What can I do with it? So I'm allowed to wash dishes with it. But what about washing the body? Is a person allowed actually to wash their body? So Shmir Shabbos Kelchosa says in Perek Yudalad, Halacha Aleph, quoting from Simon Shin Chavov in the Shulchan Aruch, at the beginning over there, that there's a takono midrabonon, that you're not allowed to wash your body, to wash your whole body in water, in hot water on Shabbos. What was the reason that you're not allowed to do this? Because they were worried, Hochem b'Shabbos. They were worried that if you allow people to wash in hot water, even if that water was already heated from before Shabbos, if you allow them to, people could come to heat water on Shabbos. So therefore there's a decree, there's a gezeira, that you're not allowed to wash kol gufoy on Shabbos. However, you are allowed to wash parts of your guf, as long as it's not a roiv of the guf. So if you are washing 49% of your body in this water that from your hot tap, as long as this boiler did not have water in it that was 45 degrees centigrade, and it's not on, it's not going to come on Shabbos, so this takona would not apply. So I could actually use this hot water that, with this, that we've been talking about to wash parts of the body, as long as it's not a roiv of the body. Of course, you have to be careful not to actually wring hair, not to squeeze hair out because of schita, and that would be another issue. I wouldn't advise having a cup of coffee from the water inside the tap anyway. But technically, once you're using this, if it would be healthy, yes, you could use this water for any. I'm talking from the boiler. I'm talking about from the actual hot water system. Yeah. Okay. A further point. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Tes says that this gezeira applies to children the same way as it applies to adults. So even if you have water that's heated from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash your, and then you turn the boiler off. And in our case over here, you want to turn on the hot water tap. You made sure it was less than 45 degrees centigrade. This halacha that I'm only allowed to wash a minority of the guf applies to children the same way as it applies to adults. Now, what happens though if a person is mitzta'er? A person feels really that they are put out. They're so mitzta'er that they're hot. So we've just said there's a gezeira that you're not allowed to wash yourself, even in water that was heated from Erev Shabbos, right? We have this gezeira over. You're not allowed to wash your whole body. However, the Bir Halacha, quotes Rabbi Kiva Eiga, at the beginning of Siman Shin Chavov, B'mayim Shruch Mume Erev Shabbos, it says, Osa Lirchaitz, the Shulchan Aruch says, Osa Lirchaitz Kol Gufe, Afilu Koleva Ve'eva Levat, Afilu B'mayim Shruch Mume Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to wash your whole body, even in water that was heated from Erev Shabbos. Well, the Bir Halacha says, Umitzta'er, Afal Pisha Eina Chayli Kol Aguf, even if the person is not even a Chayla, they're just Mitzta'er. Yesh Leimar, Dumuta Lirchaitz, Chidush Rabbi Kiva Eiga, he says over here, this Rabbi Kiva Eiga, which is Rabbi Kiva Egan Shin Zayin Sif Hei, in the Dirshu edition of Mishnah Berurah, the Meridika Dirshu edition, he brings lots of the footnotes over here, that it would actually, if a person is mitzta'er, they really, really feel, I'm not just mitzta'er, they feel a little bit, mitzta'er, they mamish feel perturbed and shtered, so then you are allowed to wash even kol gufoy in this maim shruch mame Erev Shabbos, in this water that was heated up from Erev Shabbos. And I said, you know, there's this worried over here about turning on the tap, you're going to be heating things. Yeah, we're talking specifically in the case where it is the water in this tank was less than Yad Soiled Espe, was less than 45 degrees centigrade. So this Rabbi Kiva Eger tells us, as Paskin by the Bir Halacha, that if a person is mamish mitzta'er, then it would be that they would be allowed to. So here we have a system where a person would actually be allowed to use the hot water tap on Shabbos, based on the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Bir Halacha, Shmir Shabbos Kelchosa, Mamish Mefurish, as long, just to conclude, as long as the water inside this hot water tap was less than 45 degrees centigrade. If you want to be Machmeh, even 43.5 degrees centigrade, that's the feeder of Maisha, but Shneimer Zalman Erbach takes on 45, as long as it's less than that. And you can't just put it on to 45 just before Shabbos, because the water in the boiler will be higher. That has to be and there's no water in the tank that's more than 45 degrees centigrade. And it has to be that it's not on, and it's not going to be going on for Shabbos. Then one can use this water, and a person could even use it to wash a minority of their guf. And if they're really mitzta'er, then the Bir Halacha says they could even wash the rest of their guf. They just have to be careful, of course, not to do schita, not to squeeze their hair out.